Hi there. This is Teresa Allen, and we are convening the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force, and it's approximately 8:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to take roll here. Dina Colbert?
Yes. Here.
Hi. Thank you. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Present.
William Walker, Chanda Hopman, Alan Minsky, Sonali Kahatkar, Fernanda Velasquez, Ray LaForest is excused.
Bill
Sean
Jackson.
Rhodes.
Sean
Rhodes.
Name?
Sean Rhodes is here.
Thank you, Sean.
Phillip's here.
Bajra Kilgar is excused. Teresa Allen is here. Wendy Schrell.
Here.
Thank you, Wendy. Phil Jackson.
Present.
Dr. Evelyn Bethune. Zarina Shakir. Falangi Alusagun. Hakam Takash. Rip Robin. Okay, is there, and Pete Caracas?
Here.
Thank you, Pete. Is there anyone whose name I did not call?
Chandra.
Hi, Chandra. How you doing?
Don't ask.
All right. So we have, on the phone, we have Teresa, Ursula, Sean, Wendy, Pete, Dina, Rosalinda, Phil, Chandra, and we're expecting Alan a little later. Anybody else whose name I didn't call? All right. I assume that you all have your agenda. I'm going to pull it up. And affiliates meeting, August 10th. First, we want to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Lisa, can you ask whoever has the radio on to turn it down? It's hard to hear.
Right. If you have a radio behind you, or if you
sounds
ever
like
want
a
to
TV.
Mute, it's #1, and then to unmute, it's #1. Okay. Thank you very much. The minutes of the last meeting were sent out. That meeting was July 13th. Does anyone want to move that we approve these minutes?
So moved.
Okay, Chandra moves that we approve the minutes. Is there any objection to the approving the minutes of July 13th? Pass without objection. The mission and scope statement, which was emailed yesterday, I'm sorry, and we have seen this before. Does anyone want to move that we approve the mission and scope task force statement?
I would like to hear it.
Okay, I'll read it quickly.
Because I have not read it.
Does anyone want to read it? Does anyone want to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay, try to be quick. Go for it. Got it?
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Okay. I can start. While she's pulling it up, I'm going to start. Mission, set policies and long-range strategic plans to build and support the affiliates program, period. Act as liaison between affiliates and Pacifica, including the PNB, LSBs, Pacifica sister stations, and Pacifica management. And in parentheses, it says Pacifica Network. Educate PNB and Pacifica Network regarding the breadth and responsibilities of being a program distributor and service provider to clients for and within the Pacifica affiliate network. And in
parentheses, Teresa, I can finish.
All right. In parentheses, it says how to guide the process of change.
Let her finish, please.
Go ahead.
You're doing it too fast. Well, I
think
you're reading today I sent an updated version, and I think you're reading the old version.
Really? Bummer.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to read it, because
thank you, at 11:21 a.m. Well, that would be Pacific time.
It was sent
the second one that came out today.
The second one.
Okay, I've got it. Sorry.
So it set policies and long-range strategic plans to build and support the affiliates program. Act as liaison between affiliates and Pacifica, including PNB, LSBs, Pacifica sister stations, and Pacifica management, Pacifica network. Educate the affiliates about the mission of Pacifica. Second, item is educate PNB and Pacifica Network regarding the breadth and responsibilities of being a program distributor and service provider to clients for and within the Pacifica affiliate network. Three is educate affiliates regarding the wide scope and responsibilities of A, being a member of a networked group of voices, and B.
Kalonji.
Hi, Kalonji.
Hi.
We're reading the mission statement.
Okay.
And contributing to the sustainability of the network at whatever level they choose to involve themselves in furthering the success of the network. Four is increase public awareness of public network as a broadcast champion for independent media, including a focus on affiliate station involvement. Five, support media advocacy campaigns within Pacifica Network for alternative, independent, community free speech, and listener-sponsored progressive radio. I'm not sure why within Pacifica Network. I don't quite understand that part.
Maybe we didn't want to get into anybody else's business.
Well, I don't know. I don't agree with that, but anyway, I'll continue. Tasks and scope. Pacifica Affiliate Task Force keeps a broad, inclusive perspective of local, national, and international communities. Two, the Affiliates Task Force will bring motions to the full PNB as needed during Affiliates Task Force reports at quarterly PNB meetings. Three, the Affiliate Task Force works with the Affiliates Coordinator to help guide the scope of the affiliate Pacifica Affiliate Network services, including but not limited to. And point one, support for providing program information, distribution information, technology, promotional services, and other services relevant to our radio and internet sister and affiliate stations. Point two, partnership in program development and other areas when possible to strengthen the Pacifica affiliate network. Point three, identifying, developing, and sharing resources such as programming, research, equipment, etc. And then another point after those three, another section. The Affiliates Task Force will work through work groups. Volunteers from affiliate stations will be invited to participate in specific tasks as seen appropriate. Affiliates Coordinator and PNB affiliate representatives will act as liaisons to affiliates. Attention will be given to following through when contacting people. Sensitivity towards their time and goodwill will be considered, as well as the institutional discretion and privacy needs of Pacifica Foundation. And finally, if any questions arises regarding participation in the Affiliate Task Force, PNB directors of the Affiliate Task Force will resolve these with input and advice from the Affiliates Coordinator, utilizing consensus whenever possible and majority vote when consensus is not possible. Specific issues of concern. Task Force will listen, understand, and respond to affiliates' points of view, different outlooks through personal experience and research using auditory written information. And concern number two, Task Force will provide cross-cultural materials that meet the needs of a diverse community of users. Number three, Task Force will help plan a budget that meets the needs of the affiliates' coordinator to expand the network and to maintain quality services, travel to meet affiliates, provide local tech support, etc. And that's it.
This is the mission statement?
Yeah. Well, it's mission and scope.
Oh, okay.
The mission statement is the first part.
Right, okay.
I have two bones of contention with this bill, but I'll wait that. I'll wait my turn on that.
Well, I tell you what we could do. Where it said support media advocacy campaigns within Pacifica Network, mm-hmm. We could remove within Pacifica Network if you thought it was really a problem, and just say that's not maybe just a typo, but the sense of what we want. I think we were trying to maybe at the time suggest that we weren't going to be meddling in other groups and get them to be doing things. We were working within our network to do certain things. So I'm not opposed to removing within Pacifica Network in that
well,
way.
Well, I don't know if I'm, this is a motion or proposal or what, but my proposal would be to remove within Pacifica Network, and also in the last sentence where it says, task force will help plan a budget that meets the needs of the affiliates coordinator to expand the network, I would say meets the needs of the affiliates program. Not really my needs, it's the needs of the program. So those are two changes that I would suggest to this. Feel better about it.
Does anyone want to propose those changes other than the chair and the actual affiliate coordinator?
I will. This is Wendy.
Okay. Wendy proposes those changes, which I feel are just minor. Did somebody just come on?
No, just seconded.
Thank you, Kalonji. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to approving the mission and scope statement as amended or as just modified or something? Okay. Hearing none, the mission and scope is finished. And congratulations and many thanks to the people who were on that committee that worked on it. And everyone like Sean that read it and applied comments and constructive criticism. Thank you.
Woo-hoo, us.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Let's do a wave, hey. Okay. We're now on committee reports.
A special thanks to Chandra and Dina for really doing the work on this.
Yes. Rosalinda, did you want to say something? I think I cut you off.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll try to...
Kalonji, like, just a reminder, I don't have access to email, and I would like to have some of the information faxed to me. I think I left the fax number last time. Let me give it to you. Because
I don't know whether you want to give your fax number on an open stream. Do you have it? I think I might have it.
I hope I think I gave it to you.
I apologize, Kalonji. I forgot about that. I'll make a note to myself.
Okay, no problem. Just makes it difficult to follow and just look
I
at
understand.
Things before we have the meeting.
You know what you could do, Kalonji? You could try to motivate Hakam Takash to get more involved.
Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. If he
Hi,
has, you. How are you? If Hakam has internet access, maybe you could work as a team in your area a little bit.
Well, it's difficult. Our schedules are kind of it's
yeah.
difficult just making some of the meetings at the station in terms of our schedules. Because
mm-hmm.
he seems to have the certain days that I can't work, and same with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to put aside some of the things every time we have a meeting just to make the meetings, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I should, I'm hoping to, I'm having some help. Jim Brown's helping me put some new things in my computer because the AOL and Verizon claim they haven't been out of fault. they couldn't give me broadband, so now they don't give me anything.
Great. Well, we definitely want you to know about stuff, so I wouldn't mind giving my fax number on an open stream. What are they going to do, call and harass your fax machine?
Well, that's up to Kalonji.
Well, I'll who should I call to give it to? Because I get enough of these business faxes that you've got to dial a number to unsubscribe to.
Oh, no. Well, do you know, you have Teresa's number, don't you?
I should. Let's do.
Well, the Pacifica number is listed.
I will. Huh? Yeah. I just wanted someone that can fax my number, too.
I saw an email from you lately asking us to email you, and I sent it on.
From me?
I think, didn't you send...
I haven't been able to get on the email since 23rd of March.
I tell you what.
My number is 718-857-2394. And you can call me and tell me the fax number, and I'll make sure that, you know.
Okay, thanks a lot. That's 718-857-2394. No problem.
All right, so.
I'm sorry
right.
to hold the meeting up.
No problem. We all have to help out a little bit here. So, now it's time for reports on committees. And
I need to ask a question. I was the convener of the outreach and definition outreach committee, and we had one meeting, and I did not realize I was giving. Am I giving that report? Because I can't find even the notes from the meeting.
Well, it was a pretty productive meeting, but I think a lot of that meeting was spent talking about finance. Wasn't it?
You know, Wendy, I think I took some notes. Let me shuffle through my papers and see if you can find them, okay?
Thank you.
Well, your committee has various subgroups. It has Radio for People, Project South, and the Definitions group has a group that's working on the website and one on marketing materials.
Okay, well, let me just start with Project South. On the call, we had talked with Ebon, and myself and Ray LaForest were on, and we both were going to get together with Ebon and talk about getting started on what we could do for the South. And I know Evelyn Bethune is interested in this, too. We were unable to connect with each other, and now I've just heard that Ebon might be resigning from the PNB.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm very sorry to hear that.
I think he still expressed a willingness to work on that project, though. That might be the one thing that he does to keep his hand in. So
okay.
I wouldn't discount him in that matter. But when you work with Ebon and you send him anything, I think you either need to either call him or when you send him an email, you need to CC. I think he has an assistant. And her email starts office at, and I think you need to CC that email because sometimes his email returns.
No.
No? Are you talking to me?
I'm sorry. I thought I had muted.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
that sounds good. That sounds good. Assistants are good. Okay, so we haven't made any progress on Project South yet. I'm going to just assume that Evelyn is still interested in it. The South needs
yes,
us all.
I am.
Yeah.
And if you could just make sure you send me an email when you're going to convene the meeting.
No, I'm yeah, okay. Okay, sure I will, of course. Okay, and then, you know, we talked a lot about the Radio for People campaign, which is, you know, new licenses are going to be opening up. These are full-powered FM station licenses, and this was just before the GRC conference, and a lot of us weren't able to go, but so I'm sure there's a lot better stuff to report on that now that everybody's gotten together. But, I mean, the basic story is that there's none of these licenses will be available in any big city. I believe that Ursula said that there is perhaps one suburb of Detroit that might have an opportunity there, but most of them are just in places where there's no people. And we got access to the maps that by a huge coalition of people working on this to kind of show where these stations might be available, and they are quite extensive. I was very impressed. There's just pages and pages of material and a lot of work that needs to happen, but I can't really give any kind of a report on what the next steps are. I think there's probably more action that came out of GRC on that. And
yes.
Did you find the notes yet, Ursula?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
I think I confused some of the notes with the notes we just approved, but that's okay. I'm a little bit confused too, but I think this was the meeting where Teresa reported she had spoken with Mike Brown.
Yes.
and had gotten some sense of how to, you know, what was necessary, and she reported that it probably wasn't a great strategy for Pacifica to apply for licenses because if you're not locally based, you lose points, and it's going to be very competitive, and it's going to be hard for Pacifica to compete with local organizations. And Teresa expressed interest in pinpointing particular areas and working with Mike Brown possibly to develop those areas and then, you know, look for people who would be interested in those areas at the, you know, and not wait to find people who reached out to us. And there was a volunteer from the Pacifica, from my office here in New York named Diane Reinhart, who described outreach she's doing in the Midwest, outreach material that she's developing, contacts we made at the social forum, and work she's doing at putting some of the information on the Radio for People website. And then a gentleman from Chicago who I met at, who was one of the organizers of the Midwest Social Forum, or named Forum, his name was Gabriel. He actually joined the call for a brief period of time and basically expressed his enthusiasm and interest in working with us in the Midwest. Cool. And then Ray LaForest described how he spoke with people at AFSME, labor union work, and was coming up with some strategies about how to do some outreach through labor. And Dina,
it's AFSCME, American State County Municipal Employees.
Thank you. And Dina described the work on the database a little bit. She said that not a whole lot of people are helping with it, so she has gone a little bit dormant with it. However, she did do some work on it at the GRC, and she'll talk about that later. And that's basically, I think, the gist of what happened at that meeting. It was a very, very upbeat meeting. I thought it was really actually a pretty cool meeting.
Yes,
that's
it was upbeat. All right, so do we have any report? Let's see here, going back up. We talked about Radio South, Project South. We talked about Radio for People. And I do have some more information, which I guess I'll be discussing in the, unless you want me to discuss it now. We have not, the subgroup has not met since I have been taking a little bit of action. Otherwise, we go to the definitions part. So you've covered website and the marketing materials.
Well, the truth is there, those two areas are dormant. Nobody's really doing anything. I can speak briefly to the definition since Rip is not here. He might join us later and then he can speak to it. But basically, I have told Rip some areas that I'm really concerned that I think we need to talk about new areas of affiliation, commercial affiliates, and there were a few others. And I guess he had some personal crises and just didn't have any time, but he is determined to, you know, to make that, you know, to make the calls and make it happen soon, and he felt really bad he hadn't done it yet. And I don't know if I want to speak more for him, but basically he was intending to be on the call tonight to initiate that, and so either he'll do it tonight or in the near future.
Awesome. All right. Integration of affiliate and Pacifica producers - database. That subcommittee.
I sent out two surveys, and I went over to the office, Ursula's office, and I put the emails that we had received, which were I think 19 of them, onto a database. And at GRC, I received another batch, and I will go over in the next week and insert those into the database. So at this point, we've asked the questions about youth programming, training programs, a list of stations that produce, and a list of stations that do news production. And once we have that, I guess what needs to be done is somebody or several people need to follow up with stations that have not responded at all, and clean that part of the database up. And then then we're at the point where we invite producers from the sister stations and the affiliate stations who want to do collaborative programming to give us their information. I have to come up with the survey on that. So that's the next step. But I don't think we should do that until we finish cleaning up the database that we have and feel like we've, you know, at least send out another email to everybody and say, if you haven't, now's the time, and see if we get a few more hits back in. We got quite a few. Most people who were at GRC responded.
Good. Very good.
Tina Ward sent theirs here to this office.
Okay. But I'm going to be coming to the office to put it on the database anyway, so.
Yeah, I'll keep it here.
Okay.
All right, so how many have you received?
I didn't count. I have them with me. I just didn't count before tonight's meeting.
How many would there be total? Because I think some of those people that filled them out actually are not affiliates yet, perhaps. Is that a possibility?
Well, if one or two filled them out that are not affiliates yet, we'll deal with it. But as I said, 19 originally responded to the news survey, and then more responded at GRC. I, you know, begged that they fill it out. And I think most of the affiliates who were there did that. So, it is moving ahead. It's just, you know, it's moving ahead one step at a time. It's not like there's a staff working on this.
Do you need any help from us?
Well, if somebody wants to start making phone calls to the stations that did not respond, we could have that kind of help, yes.
Well, I will do that, and I suggest it to other people because it's quite fun to call and talk to these people because they are usually very positive, and you can get a lot of different ideas just by talking to them. And, you know, questions occur to me, and I'll ask them, say, hey, have you done anything exciting with pledging lately? And they'll give you some useful ideas.
Well, I'll send you the survey because it's really quick. It's just they're mostly yes-no answers, and that's all we need is so we have it on the database. But I'll send you the survey, and I'll send you, what do you want, 10 stations to call?
All right.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay.
All right. Any? So you don't know how many you have other than
no.
10 you're going to give me.
Right. So we'll do a catch-up. I'll send an email out to everybody so everybody knows where we're at. I just got home, so I haven't been home yet.
Well, let me remind you. If, for example, like with Project South, if there's a station in the South, you might want to call it because this is a to establish that relationship. That's a station that can possibly provide support for you know the new stations that we're working on, for example. So.
No, the database is just trying to determine what stations that are in the Pacifica network are doing certain things. Mm-hmm. We need to know who can produce news, who can do production, what station. I mean, they're very specific questions. We just want to know what's available in the network so that, you know, if Bernard White or Ernesto wants to do some kind of a program and they want to pull up three or four producers anywhere in the country that are part of our network, mm-hmm. they can do it. It's not, this is not, this particular role was not an outreach tool. This particular job is just trying to figure out who can do what in the network so we can work network-wise as opposed to individual stations.
Well, Dina, I'll let it go. Obviously,
okay.
It's my bag and maybe not everybody else's, but I'm looking forward to my 10 stations.
Okay.
Budget. Ursula, you want to give any report on the budget process so far? Let me just say that I did ask, I did send an email to Lonnie, and he actually did not quite respond, but it sounds to me as if you're having ongoing discussions with him. So,
Well, I think that there's going to be a budget meeting, a finance committee meeting in the near future. I actually don't know what the date is, and
the 15th.
Maybe I'll look it up on KPFTX and see if it's there.
It's on the 15th.
On the 15th, okay. So I think that will be the date when the affiliates program is discussed. I'm not sure, but I kind of got that impression. So I guess until then, you know, we'll see how that works out. And I'm not really sure where the finance committee is at on this. So we'll find out.
Ursula, you might want to send me your document because I intend to be on that call.
You're going to be on the finance committee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure which document you mean. I'm not really in charge of that process. Lonnie is.
But is Lonnie creating your budget without any input from you?
Well, I've had four conversations with Lonnie in preparation for the finance committee meeting, and I've submitted a request for a theoretical budget. I don't know what he's going to propose at the finance committee meeting. So I'm, you know, waiting to hear myself. So
I would like to see what your request is. As a finance person, I would rather not find out after I see the proposal that it is 180 degrees different than what you proposed. I would like to see it.
Okay.
Could you send me your proposal?
Okay.
I mean, I'm anticipating
yeah.
that what you
okay.
what you propose is going to be in there, but I would like to see it so at least
okay.
I'm not like a doe caught in the headlights or something. Happen.
Okay, will do.
All right, thank you.
They're also, I proposed to the affiliates that there be a change in the fee structure, and which really does two things for Pacifica. It raises the fee somewhat. And it also tries to establish a more equitable distribution of the fees based on what percentage of the station budgets that these fees represent. In other words, there's different ways to calculate how much station is charged. And interestingly enough, NPR recently did it based on listener audience size. And I think that's kind of caused some problems for some stations because, in a way, they might not increase their you know amount of money they have, but in a way, they're kind of could feel punished for you know having more listeners. So our criteria for this is the station budget, operations budget, without any capital projects, and we tried to come up with a fee scale which. Was a little bit more equitable. In the past, our fee scale has favored the large stations and over the small stations, meaning that the large stations were paying a radically smaller degree, you know, ratio of their you know, percentage of their budget. So we tried to even it out some, which in a sense means that some of our higher end stations, you know, had to had to cooperate and be willing to, you know, pay more than they were. And in with some stations, it was a substantial raise. And so now I went ahead and did that. Now,
you talked to people about it at Grassroots. Not
yes, we talked about it at the meeting at Grassroots Radio Conference. And I prior to that, I had sent an email to all of the station managers of the affiliates, explaining what we were doing and showing them the fee scale. And since then, I've been calling them one by one to negotiate that with them to see how much of it they can actually do. And the response from the affiliates has been quite moving. I would say we've been given a big vote of approval by almost all of the affiliates. They have been gracious, you know, to a fault, and have tried to accommodate this fee raise as much as they can. Some of them have done it completely. Others have done it in stages. Others are doing it as best they can.
Can you believe that, everybody? They accepted a pay raise. A fee raise.
Yes, most of them have. And so it has really made it possible for the affiliates program to, you know, increase its income substantially in the last few weeks. And if anybody wants details, I can speak some about it to you in private. I don't feel in a public call I should be too detailed because we're talking about, you know, people's business with us. But in general, I would say it was in a way it kind of acted as a referendum, because people had to decide whether we were worth it or not, and almost everybody did. And what was even more moving about it was that part of the idea of these fee changes was that we were trying to create equality in the network so that the larger stations, in a way, had to show a certain courtesy towards the small station. So by cooperating with this, people really indicated that they supported the idea of a network or a family and wanted it to be a fair situation. So, the good news is that it has increased some revenues for Pacifica and increased the stability of the affiliates program. And I think it's really the result of several years of, quite frankly, good decisions that have been made that have now, you know, kind of resulted in, the very gentle and positive response to, you know, a fee raise. And
I have a question. So, oh, excuse me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'm going on and on. Go ahead.
Was this issue brought before the PMB for their approval? Did Greg and Lonnie know about it? Did they approve it before it actually happened?
Yeah, no, that's the downside I was going to mention.
I'm not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was there any communication to the affiliates was directly from the national office to them? And did the affiliates committee know about this? Those are my questions.
Okay, the first answer is no. The PNB was not told about this. The second answer is yes, Greg and Lonnie asked me to do it. The third answer is what was the third? The something about the national office.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that. I consider myself a national office, and so I'm the spokesperson for the national office to the affiliates. And the last question, I'm not sure. What was the last question? Oh, the task force. No, the task force was not spoken to about that. And this was something I realized in retrospect was a mistake on my part that I didn't run it through past the board prior to doing it. And it's part of the reason I'm bringing it up now, because I think you should be made aware of it.
Well, yeah.
Ursula, all of a sudden, Rosalinda, you seem kind of faint. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
By the way, who asked that question? I don't know who I was talking to.
Rosalinda did.
Rosalinda.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead, Rosalinda.
Yeah, I was concerned because if it comes up at the PNB, I think we should know how to respond.
Yes. Well, you know, I thought about this, and I actually discussed it with Rip because of my concern about it as well. And the thing is that these fee raises have not technically gone to in effect. I think that in a way what we can say is that the fee raises were proposed, and essentially the affiliates have said to a large extent that this is a viable fee raise. Now, I have not written any contracts yet, and if the Pacifica National Board feels, or if the task force feels, that we should not do this, nothing's written in stone yet. So in a sense, what's happened is a survey of sorts. I have, you know, spoken to about half of the affiliates and found out that this is basically a feasible action on our part. The truth is we really didn't know, and it was a very hypothetical before. So in a sense, if the affiliates committee wants to take a position on this, there is still time to do so. No contracts have been written.
Could I say something, even though I'm not on the budget part of this? I think there are other factors that come into play. One is that contracts go out at this time of the year. Two is it was difficult to get hold of everybody prior to GRC, and it was important that we talk to GRC affiliates when they're there in person to get a feeling of whether this was viable or not. And so I'm just adding that to the mix.
Right. I also would like to add to this that one of the requests I've made to Alan Minsky, who is on the kind of the structure work group in this task force, is that I would appreciate if there could be some sort of review of the budget process as to how it went this year so that we can figure out the protocol, because the truth is it's an incredibly confusing experience for me and I think everybody else involved. And I literally sometimes did not know who or what to do when next. And I think part of this, you know, the fact that I kind of one thing happened before the other is really because there's a total absence of protocol for Pacifica employees. And if we could come up with a way to kind of critique what happened this year and make sure that everybody kind of needs are met better, I would really welcome that.
Could I,
you know,
add that a timetable be put into that also?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Dina's right. If we were going to raise the fees, we had to do it now because everybody's making their budgets now. Now, I could have tried to address this earlier in the year, and but it didn't really come up until I began speaking with Lonnie and Greg, and they made it clear that a fee increase was a crucial part of, you know, their interest in working on our budget. So it, you know, it nobody really did it on purpose. It was everybody trying to figure out what's best. And yep. In the absence of protocol, it got confused.
Evelyn, are you on the line? Evelyn? Dr. Bethune? I guess she's not on.
Did you have a suggestion or a proposal, Rosalinda? I do say, where it says budget here on the agenda for today, it says update of budget process, report on fee raise. I think that we need to work on a budget process. So much of what we've been doing is brand new. Like Ursula was saying, you know, do you want to be involved in this process? And I was asking, you know, send me, just as I did earlier, send me the copy of your budget. Is this affiliates committee, for example, going to see the budget before it is proposed to finance committee?
Or are we going to agree or vote on the proposed increase to the affiliates, and is that being proposed to the PNB? But my concern is, what Ursula's concern is, in terms of the confusion of the process for the budget, I was asking if Evelyn was online, because we are on the personnel committee, and I'm spearheading a two-day retreat for the national staff And I just was going to ask her if this should be an item that we want to put on the agenda, something similar to this, but that's kind of like a discussion she and I will have. Because I don't want to critique the budget process. That sounds too harsh, but there's a better way to look at it, to be more constructive about how we prepare for the next budget review cycle. So maybe that's something that I'll put in as a one of the items for discussion for the retreat when we have the retreat. So
thanks, Rosalind. I appreciate that.
If I could just offer a comment, this is Wendy. I'm not so sure that the PNB would really need to vote on an an increase in the affiliates fees. That's one way to look at, you know, it's day-to-day operations. I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle on that. But I should still say that there's no way they would vote against it, especially since you've already done your poll and seen that people are not adverse to the suggestion. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not really resolving anything. But the points about, you know, how is the budget process done, that's really valid.
Well, is this something that you shall Rip and I and the people that are on the finance, shall we start writing up a process?
Well,
does anybody have any problem with that?
You say a process. Do you mean a process for taking it to the PNB or to the budget committee, the finance committee?
Maybe we'll decide it shouldn't go to PNB.
Well, I think it should go from A to Z. You guys should figure it out, write it out, and then we can discuss it.
I think raising fees is a policy matter, and I think it is in the purview of the PNB to make a decision to do it. And if it's going to come from our committee to Lonnie, and then Lonnie presents it, or we present it, I mean, I think that's what we have to discuss. But I do think the PNB should know about it and approve it or take action on it, I should say.
This is Ursula. In fact, the former fees were set by the PNB.
Yes, okay, thank you.
I remember when the fees were reduced last time, didn't Dan meet with you and he kind of told you, well, we need to lower them? Isn't that the way it happened?
Steve Pierce brought it to the IPNB and asked that the fees be changed to 1997 fees scale, and the PNB approved. The IPNB approved that.
Okay.
However, the boards during the past 3 years have repeatedly asked me to raise the fees or to look into the feasibility of raising fees, and so I guess that's what's happened now. I mean, that's a request that's repeatedly come from the board to me.
Well, then, so then it goes to them for their decision. So it should go to them as a proposal from this committee.
That sounds okay to me.
All right. Well, then I move that Ursula make her – and this is just a
Teresa, can I – Rosalinda, can you make the motion? Because I feel like it's kind of coming from you. I'd like to hear how you formulate it.
Can I raise a question before you do that? If the board has to set the policy of whether or not to raise fees, if they're not involved with the affiliates, which it seems to me – I'm an outsider, but it seems that they don't have the – monthly or daily or weekly day-to-day following of what goes on with affiliates. If Pacifica needed money, they could just say, well, listen, we think you should raise the affiliate fees, when that's really not the way it works. It works now because we have something to offer the affiliates. The reason we reduced the amount after the coup was because we had nothing to offer them. We just asked, we begged them to stay in the network, those few that were there. So, you know, there's a nuance here that needs to be discussed, And I think when Wendy was raising, should the board do it or shouldn't the board do it, I think we need in this task force to have clear definition of when it's appropriate to raise fees and when it's not, so that Ursula doesn't end up being the lone voice out there saying, this isn't the time, especially if we're not giving the technical support that's necessary.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Rosalind.
I would say that there's, I think, three of us on this call who are on the PNB. So we are involved at making decisions on a monthly level regarding the affiliates. We don't have day-to-day hands-on, but I think this is a policy body. So we are concerned about what goes on with the affiliates task force and the office. And I think it should be in our purview to take this to the PM, the democratic process of the purview. And I think that we should involve Greg and Lonnie more on this, in this matter. And I know it's a concern for me, and I'm going to raise it with them, that they should have been the ones leading us as to how to take it and present it to the PM before they made the any approval of it. So, I mean, that concerns me. But yes, Ursula, I don't mind making the motion. I'm just in my head trying to figure out how to word it, because there's so many different, there's about three pieces of it, I think, to the motion. So,
while you think about that, can I say something, Rosalinda?
Uh-huh.
I wonder, though, if this isn't just one of the items on the budget that Ursula is presenting, that the PNB has not approved a budget yet for the network, right?
That's right. We're
right
in that process.
So, right. So, it's really just another item on the budget. And when you submit a budget, there's a lot of times that certain numbers are higher or lower than last time or whatever. So you submit this in the budget, and here's what we expect to get from affiliates fees, and it's higher than last year, and the board approves the budget. It's one of the items in the discussion.
But,
so I'm just not sure
consider,
if we need a separate resolution on it. That's all I'm saying.
Another thing to consider is when you do the budget, unless something jumps up dramatically, you don't always take it to the PNB for permission. Now, if Amy Goodman said, well, I want a 20% increase in what you're paying me next year, we would have to take that to the national board. But if the increases are if the increases that we're suggesting are smaller, then there's not necessarily going to be all kinds of discussion about things like that on the national level. Now, we've done something a little different because obviously in this negotiation, Ursula was trying to correct some disparities.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that a complicated or elaborate or extensive, is the word I'm looking for, discussion on the PNB level would have been what was required in this instance.
Well, I think in thinking about this, since it's the budget process, that the proposal that Ursula would have made to Lonnie and Greg then would have gone directly to the finance committee, directly to them.
No, that's not the way it works.
No budget proposals go to the finance department as they're pulling together the entire budget?
The proposal I make gets integrated into a budget that Lonnie makes, you know, according to what he has to do. So it's
right. And
just directly
bring
my
the finance. And then he takes that directly to the finance committee, right?
Not my proposal. He configures it differently than I do.
So then we get two proposals?
No, you don't get my proposal. You get Lonnie's proposal.
But when do we get yours?
You don't. You
no,
get Lonnie's
incorporated
proposal.
Incorporated in what Lonnie does.
That's why I'm saying,
yes,
Rosalinda, that I asked for a copy. Prior to this, Ursula has been submitting budgets, I believe, and we were not even aware of it.
Okay. So should this committee, since we haven't reviewed Ursula's budget, I don't think, right? Then we should make a proposal that is coming from us that we support this, and that would give it more clout when it gets to Lonnie or the Finance Committee, then to the PNB, because we're actually her, you know, how do I want to politely say that? I mean, we're like her cheerleaders, right?
We're the ones who studied the, yeah.
Yes. So if as a body we support this, then it should come from us. And so then they then have to deal with the affiliates committee. Once she motivates her budget and we approve it, then when it gets to the finance committee, we have PNB members on the PN committee pushing to support this for other people to support it. And then
let
as
me
it
get
moves
this,
to the...
Let me take control here and get something clarified. I think that there are two issues here. Number one is the process that we're going to do for the future that the committee needs to work on. Number two is, what are we going to do about this budget? That, like, we're having a meeting of the Finance Committee next week, and Lonnie already has her budget, and in fact, she has been negotiating because prior to this, and prior to Ray LaForest at our last sit-down PNB meeting, she didn't even have a section of the budget. It was all incorporated into archives.
Let me ask Ursula a question. Ursula,
yes.
Have you seen what Lonnie has proposed to the Finance Committee regarding the affiliates?
No, because that meeting is going to happen on the 15th. So
okay,
I don't think he actually knows himself yet.
So we don't know if there's two conflicting budgets or he's incorporated yours into his.
Well, he has expressed good faith that,
okay,
you know, that he's trying
okay
to accommodate what I'm asking for in
okay
his own way. That's what he's
okay
expressed to me. And
that's,
he has we'll hear on the 15th what that ends up being. He has basically expressed good faith. He has expressed some reservations. He says there's a deficit that is making it hard for him to meet everything that I would like.
Well, then I think that's what we need to discuss, is the items in the budget that Ursula has proposed, and act like we don't know what Lonnie's, you know, what his concerns are, but we know that, you know, as the affiliates committee, this is what we're going to go and support. So we're going to go in there, all of us on the affiliates task force, supporting what we are presenting.
Ursula, are you
going to
have your own line item now?
I don't know. I really don't know as much as you might think I do. I've been in a process of discussing things with Lonnie and Greg, and I think Lonnie is still trying to figure out himself what you know how to do this. I think board members have seen more than I have. I don't know. The one thing I want to say, in fairness to Lonnie and Greg, is that when we formed this task force, one of the reasons we formed a budget work group as part of this was so that we could talk about the budget. Now, the people that signed up for that were Teresa and Rip, and they have been trying as best as they can to work with me on these issues. And that's kind of the form we took in it. Now, so it's kind of awkward at this point to start over and to rehash everything. And I think that, you know, Lonnie and Greg might feel strong-armed at this point to do that. So I just want to kind of put that in the mix. You know, having said that, I think you know, any advocacy for the affiliates program, not for me, but for the program, would be
right.
a good thing.
Right. So, Chandra, do you, because I have not been in this long enough to know, to go through a budget process, so do you know if there is or is not a line item for the affiliates task force on the budget?
To my knowledge, there has never been. That's why I was asking if there now is going to be.